Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajinyo Mehta with the news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi graces Maldives' 60th Independence Day celebration as guest of honor. Nagaland MLA Dr. Tilhutu Arhutso says Chief Minister's Mobile Operation Theater aims to deliver advanced surgical and diagnostic services to remote areas. PAC Police launches Project Umit, the hope for mental health and suicide prevention. And Kargil Vijay Divas celebrated across country to honor Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during Kargil War. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today graced Maldives' 60th Independence Day celebrations as a guest of honor in its capital, Male. President Dr. Mohamed Moizu warmly welcomed Mr. Modi to the celebrations. The ceremony began with a 21-gun salute and a guard of honor presented by the Maldivian Defense Forces. A spectacular military parade demonstrated the country's strength, discipline, and unity. The performances beautifully depicted the country's rich cultural traditions and its remarkable journey over the past 6 decades. The celebration concluded with Prime Minister Modi greeting officials and dignitaries. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi held a meeting with Maldives Vice President Hussein Mohammed Latif. The two leaders discussed key pillars of India-Maldives friendship, focusing on areas such as infrastructure, technology, climate change, energy, and more. In a separate meeting, Prime Minister Modi held discussions with Speaker of the People's Majlis Maldives Parliament Abdul Rahim Abdullah. Prime Minister Modi also met with former President of Maldives, Mohammad Nasheed. Their discussion centered on the importance of Maldives as a valued pillar of India's neighborhood first policy and Mahasagar vision. Prime Minister also held meeting with members of different political parties of the Maldives. A surgical camp was held at Dr. Motio Memorial District Hospital in Wakad District today under the Chief Minister's Mobile Operation Theatre CMMOT initiative. Addressing the inaugural program, MLA Dr. Tilhutu Arhutso said that while urban populations benefit from healthcare schemes like PMJAY and CMHIS, many in rural areas are still unable to access these services due to lack of facilities and financial constraints. He said the CMMOT project, launched on January 26, 2025, aims to bridge this gap by delivering advanced surgical and diagnostic services to remote areas using a fully equipped mobile unit.
Chief Minister Dr. Ruby Rio, Thai Chief Minister's Health Insurance Scheme, apart from Ayushman, part of the Daro Utility, and will be Thai BJP side of the town, Osorda Zagano, a very good assembly service. Will you see Manado card to have the Trigilibi, Bosti Guraro, Muspinda, Kohima, Mapotable, Garibara, Topina, Kabi, not this good. The Gadaji card to DC, will be service available with the Kabaki together than that. Hospital to help in the patient.
During the camp, a 6-member medical team, including 2 laparoscopic surgeons, a general surgeon, an anesthesiologist, and a dentist, performs various surgeries on 177 registered patients. PAC Police today launched Project Umit, the Hope, a dedicated mental health and suicide prevention initiative. The project was set up in response to growing concerns over mental health and suicide in the district. Launching the project, Superintendent of Police PAC, Dr. Pritpal Kaur, highlighted the rising number of suicide cases reported in PAC district in recent years. She informed the gathering about the formation of a District Distress Response Team, DRT, which will operate a 24/7 helpline to provide emergency assistance, counseling, and emotional support. Dr. Kaur added that the helpline will maintain strict confidentiality to protect the privacy of individuals in distress. The program also featured talks from Jitsi Siasa of Saki One Stop Center, Nichilo from the Women Welfare Society, and Kelhu Letio, psychiatrist at District Hospital, who emphasized the importance of mental health awareness and the need for community support. Citizens can contact the Emergency and Distress Helpline numbers, DRT, at 600-930-8170 or 87299-23553 or 98622-00699 or 700-530-2585. Kargil Vijay Diwas is being celebrated today across the country to honor the bravery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the 1999 Kargil War. The day marks the 26th anniversary of India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and the successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. President Draupadi Murmu paid tributes to the brave soldiers on the occasion. In her message, the president said the day symbolizes the extraordinary valor, courage and steadfast determination of the country's soldiers. She added that their dedication and supreme sacrifice for the nation will forever inspire the citizens. On Kargil Vijay Diwas, Governor of Nagaland Laga Nesan also honored the valor, dedication and supreme sacrifice of our armed forces. In a social post, the governor said their unwavering commitment to the nation will forever inspire generations. Mr. Ganesan called on the people to salute our heroes and pledge to uphold the ideals they fought for. Meanwhile, Nagaland State BJP also observed Kargil Vijay Diwas and paid tribute to Kargil heroes who had sacrificed their lives to protect the nation. Led by State BJP Vice President Eduzer Telio and State ST Morcha President Thomas Mark, the State BJP Karyakarta saluted Captain Nikejako Kengurase for his ultimate sacrifice during the 1999 Kargil War.
On Kargil Diwas, the nation is remembering the brave soldiers of the motherland who sacrificed their lives in the Indo-Pakistan War of 1999. The day marks the success of Operation Vijay against Pakistan in the Kargil War. In this operation, the Indian Armed Forces re-established control over those regions in Kargil in Jammu Kashmir where Pakistani soldiers and terrorists had infiltrated. The Kargil War, which lasted for about 60 days, ended on this day. With Aman Yadav, Adarsh for Akashvani News.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal has hailed the recently signed Free Trade Agreement FTA between India and the UK as a game changer. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal said that the trade deal opens up vast opportunities across multiple sectors while safeguarding core interests.
A game-changing free trade agreement जो अपार अवसर लेके भारत के किसानों के लिए भारत के उद्यमियों के लिए एमएसएमई सेक्टर के लिए कामगारों के लिए युवा युवतियों के लिए मछुआरों के लिए हर वर्ग के लिए अलग अलग लाभ बड़ा लाभ देने का काम करेगा अभी तक जितने फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट हुए उसमें सबसे बड़ा महत्वपूर्ण और कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट यूके और इंडिया का रहा है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 124th episode of the monthly radio program. More from a correspondent.
Will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
17 parliamentarians have been awarded Sansad Ratna Awards 2025 in New Delhi today for their exemplary performances. These parliamentarians include Ravi Kishan and Dinesh Sharma from BJP, Varsha Gaikwad from Congress, Supriya Sule from NCP SP, and Arvind Savant from Shiv Sena UBT. The awards have been given by a non-government organization. Talking to the media on the occasion, Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju said this award is the recognition of MPs' outstanding performances. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi graces Maldives' 60th Independence Day celebrations as guest of honor. Nagaland MLA Dr. Tilhutu Arhutso says Chief Minister's Mobile Operation Theatre aims to deliver advanced surgical and diagnostic services to remote areas. PAC Police launches Project Umid, the hope for mental health and suicide prevention. And Kargil Vijay Diwas celebrated across country to honour Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during Kargil War. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.